Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The following show may contain adult themes not suitable for children.
Shut the hell up.
Club 1080 with Isaac and Souk.
It does go well with a chicken.
How and why are you drunk at 6 o'clock?
Well, the how's pretty self-explanatory, and the why is because I thought we were leaving at 6 a.m. tomorrow. Ergo, Latin, plenty of time to sleep it off.
At the club. I have a little groin thing. And I have a very small one. It doesn't come in contact with any wood.
How do you discover that you have the ability to shove 60 wieners down you? I'll stick anything in there. Anything.
If you guys get off somewhat on time, you can't get off right away.
Okay.
This
hello.
Is a conversation that I've tried to have.
We are back. It is a club, as you may have heard from the open there, club hour here on The Fan.
It doesn't take a lot to deduce.
6 to 7 every Monday through Friday.
What? What's happening here? Who's winning? What is occurring? Such a good laugh.
Really?
Maria shot ever Ivor.
Trying to stay upright and he trips.
Listen to all these clips.
A lot of clips.
Do we even need to talk?
A lot of drops. Not really. Let's just mic work the one and the two. I am getting abused in the back door.
It's kind of douchey.
So I just want to tell you a quick story.
Story away.
Because I was going to tell you this when we talked about the Dodgers Rays game, which was so phenomenal Saturday night.
I would agree.
But we ran out of time, so I just wanted to let you know that I had a great win over the weekend. Okay?
And they don't come very often.
No, they don't. Especially this year.
No, I think we're taking a lot of L's.
My wife's defense is really good.
Oh, yeah.
And a lot of times I'm forced to punt.
Well, it's like the 85 Bears. It's field position, right? It's the only thing you can do.
So I punted this weekend upon her suggestion that we go to the coast. And I'm like, all right. I mean, I love the coast. But isn't it... It's so pathetic of me that every time she suggests something like this, she's like, oh, let's get away, have a romantic weekend, this and that. Every time she mentions that, I'm not against it, but my first thought is, what am I going to do about all my sports?
But it's interesting because at the start of the show...
It is your job.
You got
that's true.
You got all uppity about how great the coast was, and yet here you are telling us that you really didn't want to go.
I love the coast.
Do not
I just
spin
said,
this away from your earlier lawsuit.
Once again, I feel like yet another sports argument and now a coastal argument that I've won.
No, you lost them.
I just said that I love it, and I'm not against it. As a matter of fact, I thought it was a great idea because the weather was going to be nice. And yet, I always think, God, you know, it's kind of, you know, the World Series is on and...
Sunday NFL.
I got my bets on Sunday, and you know,
I could be laying on the
what
couch.
What am I going to do?
And be driving down there.
Oh, yeah. So I think
just,
I
real quick the idea of doing anything, when compared to the idea of doing nothing, just at face value,
a little bit
doing nothing will win every time. Now, once you get up and do something, you go down to the coast, you have a good time, you know all those. Then you're like, oh, I'm glad we went. But I truly believe that the vast majority of us, when tasked with two choices of doing nothing or doing nothing is always the more attractive choice.
But I don't want my award-winning show prep to take a hit.
Yes.
And it would have.
I understand.
However, I managed to achieve the seemingly unachievable where I put credits in the bank, whatever you want to call it.
Sure.
Most people call it credits in the bank, right, with the wife?
Yes.
Like, yeah, babe, I don't care about sports all weekend. I'm yours. Let's do this. You and I, we're going to do it. We're going to take that devil dog you got, and we're going to take her out and let her run on the beach. It's going to be romantic.
Have hotel sex.
I'm going to smoke a cigar, drink some wine and whiskey. Well, I didn't miss any sports things.
How's
and
that?
I still managed to put those credits in the bank. Well, I punted, and what I did was I put pressure on her offense. See, her defense is great.
Yeah.
So I punted. She forced me to punt, but I pinned her deep, and I got the pick six. I put pressure on her offense. What I did was I managed to work the clock so that I got...
This is too sportsy for the clock.
...to sit down in front of the World Series game while playing gin rummy with her.
Interesting.
And I put the game on, but I kept the sound down,
yeah,
which is key.
So you just kind of
because you
over
can't the... really be watching, because yeah, if you're watching, it doesn't count.
Yeah, you know,
it's a penalty.
You just got to keep an eye on.
That's right.
That's all.
But I was intently watching the
absolutely
World Series while playing gin rummy. But gin rummy counts as quality time together.
Absolutely.
So I was spending quality time with my wife while still watching every bit of the World Series live, and I couldn't be happier about it.
That's rarefied air, my man. That is rarefied
air. It's not easy to
do.
It is
for Saturday.
Saturday night. Not easy to do. Now, I could not be switching back and forth, but you can't touch the remote.
No.
You leave the sound down. You got to make her forget the TV's even on.
Yeah. It's background noise at that point.
It's over there. It's on way across the room, way over there. Barely can see it. But I wanted to kind of watch Minnesota, Michigan a little bit. But I had to sacrifice that. So I did miss that. But I caught all of the game. And
did you put it on in the little small bathroom or the small TV that's in the bathroom of some of those hotels?
No.
Just like, oh, I'm going to go to the bathroom,
honey. Oh, I
got to
pee again.
Oh, you know me, just 45, got to pee all the time.
No, I went crazy. I went berserk on the final, you know, because you guys were talking about how you spilled like pasta on yourself.
I did.
And my sports pants overflow with. I don't know what happened with Mike.
Mike was tubing.
But it was a moment where I'm like, oh my God, blah, blah, and out of nowhere, she's like, wait, what? Are you watching? What
no,
is happening?
I'm excited about gin rummy.
No, this is
gin rummy.
And she's like, what happened?
I'm
like,
I know nothing about gin rummy.
It was a double error. And like, you know, oh my God, this is amazing. This is unbelievable. This has never happened. She watches for like, you know, probably 2 minutes as they kind of go through.
Did you do the honey, the replay,
yeah,
the replay?
But look, like this is unbelievable. Like, that's an error, and then that's an error, and then that guy fell down, and she wasn't having it.
No.
But I got it in.
It still counts
twice.
That's a double win.
Yep.
Boy, I'll tell you what; those are that's rarefied air.
Yeah, I achieved the unachievable because usually when you put credits in the bank, you punt.
You're done.
You're just
out. You
know,
accept the fact.
Turn
you're
it
lost
over to your defense.
Exactly.
What happened on Sunday, though?
What do you mean?
Well,
oh, I got
all
back.
NFL Sunday.
Okay, so I was driving back. Now I did tell her. I was like,
you left her there.
I was like, we need to be back. I really want to be back by Sunday afternoon. Not telling her that that's because of football.
Sure,
she knows. I just, you know,
I got to get back in time to rest. You got to go to work.
My show
on
prep.
Yeah.
You know, I got to get caught up on everything that I missed while I'm lovingly spending time with you, playing gin rummy. And I had the scores up on my phone as I was driving. But then, of course, you go through an area of spotty service.
Yeah.
But I managed to time it so I got home in time for the end of the 10 o'clock games.
Oh.
So I got the last.
And that was a great witching hour.
That was.
Amazing witching.
Yeah,
there was like four games.
Four games that came down to the wire.
Yeah. So I got home for the last 30 minutes of that. And then I got an afternoon of football. An evening of football and baseball. Well, I mean, look, man.
You
I deserve a lot
punted,
of credit.
But...
I deserve a lot of credit. I played a good game.
Yeah.
Played a really strong game.
I'm trying to think if I've ever really... The closest thing I can come to this, although I think I kind of cheated. We're in Hawaii, and I was with the lady. And, you know, the nice part is over there was playoff season, NFL.
Yeah, so it's on early.
It's on early. And, but, you know, in Hawaii, you're, you know, the time is pushed back. Day drinking... I can go a lot harder than she can. So let's just say that I was pushing cocktails, right? Like, hey, let's go. And she's just like, I think we're having this grand old time. We're pushing cocktails. Let me tell you something. By the time it hit like 1 o'clock in the afternoon,
she was passed out.
She was out.
You went that route.
She was out, my man. And let's just say that I was enjoying a lot of coconut shrimp and a lot of football and was still going strong. And then when she woke up, she was like, oh, I'm so sorry. And then I got to do this one. Oh, it's okay. You know, she's like, I thought we were going to spend the day. I was like, ah, you had a little too much to drink. It's fine.
You just owe me one. That's all.
Well, yeah, you owe me one. That's the closest thing. But to be fair, I think that's kind of dirty pool and tactics. But, you know.
That is a thing. Like, that happened to my that happened to my wife in Italy.
Right.
One evening in Italy, she got lit, and it was bad.
Yeah.
Like early bad. And so we just put her to bed, and yeah, I was kind of like, I hate to say this, but I had the feeling like, oh.
You can do whatever you want.
What a fun evening this will be. And that's no offense to her, of course.
Not.
It's just
looking for the opportunities.
She'll be out for until tomorrow, so what do I do?
I have taken advantage of the fact that I can get to double digits and be fine. They get to double digits, they're passing out. Some people may call that cheap. I think that's playing to my strengths, right? All we can do is play to our strengths. And if that is one of my, like, so you're saying I can't hit, but I can pitch. Well, what's wrong with going with the dominant staff, right? I rolled them out there. That's to my advantage.
Play to your strengths, you're right.
Yeah, play to your strengths.
All right. Well, there's a little hot putting credits in the bank talk for you guys on Club 1080 tonight. It's an art.
It really is. Because it doesn't happen very often.
Nope.
No. A lot of L's. A lot of L's on the Galactic scoreboard.
Somebody said, I'm guessing the wife is going to have a totally different point of view. Nah, she even said, she's like, hey, you know, I really want to thank you for, you know, you know, coming out to the coast with me.
That's a win.
Spending time and reconnecting.
It's all about, baby. It's all about reconnection.
Meanwhile, in your head, you're laughing.
Meanwhile, in my head, I'm like, God, that game four was good. All right. I have white privilege news.
Ooh, okay.
I'm sorry. And did anybody watch Borat? Subsequent movie film?
I saw the end of it. I need to go back.
Because I watched it.
I walked in.
I walked in halfway
through it.
All right. Well, we can put a pin in that. We'll get into white privilege news next on The Fan. Text coming in from Texter. That would be show listener. One of them. One of the many. Rop, at first, you think you won the weekend. However, what you don't know is that your wife had multiple things lined up in Amazon and in the browsing history and hit buy now after every glance at that TV over 15 seconds. That's a good point.
Click, click.
They're all going to start showing up today.
Yeah.
Or tomorrow.
Well, and plus she's coming. Maybe you get a break because she did get the dog, which you really had no say in. So that's a big W
in
her.
I've got one over her on that.
Yeah.
I think she feels a little, I mean, only a little guilty that.
It was like the Supreme Court thing, right? She had the votes and there was nothing you could do about
that's
it.
That's right.
It may have seemed unfair and a little rash.
The vote was hers. The vote was hers.
Yeah.
We were a little powerless. It's a little, the dog's all right, but yeah. I just had, you know, when there's only two people in the house and one wants a dog and the other isn't really ready yet, it's not a good dynamic.
Probably not.
But she didn't care.
No. She's going to push that nominee right through. Well, it's like I'm having this right now in that I have two. I've got two bulldogs and one is getting close to, you know, she's getting close to the Rainbow Bridge, right? She doesn't get around as much as she used to. Got some weird growths. You know, doesn't want to get up and down the stairs anymore. She's old. I don't think she has much time. Maybe a year or two. Mm-hmm. And already, the women in my house have already lined up the next dog against me. There will be an Akita puppy coming my way.
What's that? What's an Akita?
An Akita, it's like a big Japanese bear dog sort of thing. Look up Akita. They're...
Okay.
I want.
Is that with an E?
No. Akita.
A-K-I-T-A.
A-K-I-T-A. The puppies are adorable. They look like little bears.
Oh.
And
I've seen those.
Yeah, I wanted a small dog. I said, when my big one goes, I said, let's get a small dog. I wanted something little that I could put in like a baby Bjorn and cruise around with me. But I've lost out, so I've accepted the fact that everyone wants the Akita. Fine, we'll get the damn Akita. And all I asked, and so I thought I caved, but again, I thought that was a punt. Right? I'll make them drive the length of the field on me.
Sure.
And eventually they score, but it's fine. We'll bleed some clock. I punted. And I said, fine, we'll get the Akita and no big deal, but it'll be a year, year and a half off, whatever. I'm telling you what, those sons of guns, They're in a 2-minute offense all of a sudden.
They're speeding you up.
I thought we had an agreement that we would just wait. No. Like every other day now, I'm getting like, look at this puppy. Look at this one. This place just had litters. I just saw this today. It's a blitz.
You know what?
They're heading down the field on me.
I had the same thing happen to me, and my defense was not prepared either.
No.
It was too fast, and we got gassed. And guess what ended up happening? Can I tell you what ended up happening?
What?
She scored a touchdown. She brought the damn dog home.
Yeah.
Like, it just showed up.
Yeah.
It's like, hey, what about this one? What about this one? What about this one? I stopped replying. Next thing I know, Mexi Mutt's in her house.
It's there. Yeah. I feel like this is going to happen.
So she just kept blitzing you and blitzing you and blitzing you, and then you stopped blocking, and all you
my guys gave
sacked.
Up.
You just roll over.
You were sacked.
It's like Brett Favre on that final Strahan sack. You just roll over and take the sack.
And now we've got that little Diablo and
running crazy.
We're not even sure she speaks English.
Yeah.
She was a Mexican street dog.
Hey,
she's kind of cute, but
I don't want three dogs.
And funny, but
I don't want them.
That's the thing is, you gotta want. I tell you what, you need to do. You need to step up, and you need to blitz right back.
You gotta find something.
You gotta get in with the
blitz.
You
gotta max protect.
You gotta rush.
I don't even know what to do at this point.
And I tell you, you gotta do that because
bring in three tight ends. Bring in two running backs and just max protect.
Max protect.
You got to tell her.
I'm going to fight it off as long as I can.
Everybody's got to be ready for the dog before the dog comes into the house or it's going to cause problems.
Exactly.
You know?
My thing is just let the old lady live out her final days in peace and happiness.
Right. Yeah, that's going to piss off the old dog.
She doesn't want another dog in the
house. And by
the
way, those Akitas?
I'm on board. I don't mind the Akita. Mm. Just can we wait?
What are they like?
What do you mean?
What are they like?
Oh, well,
Akitas.
I mean, they're great family dogs.
Are they?
Yeah, but, you know, it's a big dog. It's like they can be a bit protective and standoffish, which I've had big dogs.
Hey,
you know?
That's you.
Yeah, I've had Mastiff, I've had a Rottweiler, I've had a Doberman, I've had plenty of those big dogs. I was ready for something different. I was ready for something that when you take it out, everyone just fawns over it, and you don't have to worry about everyone being scared of
your
dog.
You're going to get a little schnauzer?
That's what I wanted. I wanted a schnauzer and name him Haggis with an awesome beard.
I don't like schnauzers.
That's
I think they're
ugly.
That's
what I wanted.
Everybody's getting those golden doodles now.
No. I wanted a little
those are good dogs, but
I wanted a little miniature schnauzer.
They're a little cliche at this point, right?
But yeah. Apparently, I'm going to get in a freaking bear. They're like 120 pounds. It's going to be the biggest dog I've ever had.
Well,
and I said no
it'll
more.
It'll be
big,
there before you know it.
I said no more big dogs. How did that work? I said we're not getting three dogs. I'm powerless. Being outvoted left and right.
All right.
And who's going to pay for the dog? My dumbass. I know I will.
Well, of course. What do you think your kids are going to pay for
it? Yeah, this next thing I know, I'm like, oh, here, let's write this check. What will happen is somehow they will convince me we'll go on some sort of drive, and then they'll be like, oh, let's go visit this place. Just look at the puppies. That's how I ended up with my English bulldog. You fall into the, we'll just go look at puppies. Next thing you know, get
the damn
thing.
Yeah, but you know what's going to happen? You're going to pay for it. You're going to grumble. You're going to have three dogs, and then the Akita is going to become your favorite dog that you've ever had.
Probably. They've already got a name for it and everything. It's a whole thing. I'm done for.
What's the name?
Oh, what is it? It's Japanese name. Obakai, I think.
What's that mean?
Ghost in Japanese. Obake, I think that, yeah. Excuse me.
What?
Obake. No, they're going to call it Oba.
That's very different from Obakai.
Well, in a study development, Michael, I don't speak Japanese.
What? Why not?
I just thought you'd be more in the ballpark, that's all.
I'm telling you that I have nothing to do with any of this.
I need to practice
Other English. Than writing the check, I've been completely eliminated from this whole process.
Unbelievable.
You're just Daddy Warbucks.
I guess. I want $3.
You know your role.
Exactly.
Write the check, bitch.
Yeah, it's pretty much what's going to happen.
Write the check and shut up.
Yeah. I'm already getting it from the youngest who's like, everyone else has gotten to pick their dog. I've never had a dog. And I'm only, you know what her big thing is? She's only got a couple years in the house. So she's like, you're just going to wait and wait, and then you're going to get the dog, and then I'm going to leave for college. So why can't I get the dog that I want? Everyone else has gotten to pick one.
Thank you very much.
That's
a
big one she's leaning on right now.
Did you tell her that when she is not at college, she will be at your home again? That in fact that is still her home until she graduates college.
Look, I need a Philly special here in a hurry to pull this out, but
yeah, dig deep.
Something tells me within a couple months I'll be on here lamenting the fact that there's now a small bear running around my house.
Hey guys, did the Bears look good in the first half so far?
The Bears? Oh, it's 10-3.
Hey, all I need is to cover, man. I don't give a crap if they...
Well, they're not covering yet.
It's only, I think it's 6.5.
Well, yeah, so they're not covering.
I just need a backdoor cover. It's all I need.
This has backdoor cover written all over
exactly.
It.
Exactly.
This has 21-6.
Couple late meaningless scores.
And then a late 8. What's that? 21-14? 6-7? No. And then a late 10. What?
I just love your Kansas math. That's all.
21-14. Yeah. A late 10. You okay?
Yeah.
We lost you for a second. Did you have a stroke?
I was reading texts.
Oh.
I do enjoy it, too, that we've gotten like 3 or 4 of these. The people that inform me of the challenges of owning the dog. I'm well aware I've owned dogs before.
Well, they don't know that.
I guess Akitas are very time intensive, apparently.
Yeah.
Yeah, they're tough dogs.
Yeah. Again.
Are you getting bristly about that? People just warning you, man.
Owned many, many big dogs many, many times. And that's the point where I kind of wanted a smaller dog because they're just easier to manage. But apparently, no.
Well, this person's text brings up a good point that it's not a good time for dogs to socialize right now.
Why not?
Well, because people are inside for COVID.
Dude, I'm playing with dogs left and right.
Yeah, I don't know about that. Your dog needs a walk.
Yeah, that's right. I went to the pumpkin patch, 2 weekends ago?
Some credits in the bank for Souk.
Well, look, the credit's my ass.
That wasn't your idea, was it?
Oh, God, no. But they knew better. They got me to go on the promise of one thing, goats. The place we went had goats and dogs everywhere. I got to play with like 19 dogs and some goats.
I saw the picture. It said, don't pet the goat, and you pet the goat.
Oh, for heaven's sakes. You send me to a farm on the pumpkin patch thing, and you have the world's biggest goat. The thing was bigger than me. It was just this enormous thing. And then you have the nerve to put the sign up that says, don't pet the goat? Yeah, right. Yeah, they may have chastised me a couple times.
Here you go again, being Souk.
What?
That's classic Souk. Just follow the rules.
No! That's entrapment. You have an awesome, giant...
I like how instantly just follow the rules. No, I will not.
No. Did you see that goat? That thing was awesome. You could put a saddle and ride that thing. I'm sure it was for protection because the thing had the really sharp horns, or maybe it was ill-tempered, which, again, I thought was fantastic. I hung out with that goat for a half hour.
Trying to stay upright and he trips.
Someone had to come and track me down. They're like, where is dad? They're like, oh, he's over by the damn goat. Yes, I was.
All right, I've got white privilege news, which we'll get to next. Here's Mike. Okay, here is your daily dose of white privilege, white people problems.
Oh, yeah.
This comes to us from Los Angeles. It also comes to us with an assist from sales bro Kurt Ludwig. Mm.
Speaking of white privilege.
He forwarded this on to us. He says, he doesn't say anything. This article says that there is a dispute between millionaire neighbors in L.A. And so I guess this guy's a bond king. His name's Bill Gross.
Let's talk to Bill Grossman.
Bond King Bill Gross and his next door neighbor are fighting over a $1 million outdoor sculpture that has devolved into police calls to their Laguna Beach mansions, multiple legal actions, and allegations that the billionaire investor blared the Gilligan's Island theme song on a loop at all hours to annoy his neighbor.
Don't you love rich people?
No. Not always.
They are so petty because rich people are used to having whatever they want, right? And just throwing whatever resources they want at a problem. And when they can't get their way... Now, not being a rich person, nor have I ever lived in rich guy territory, but my cousin, who was a pretty successful dentist, moved into a really nice neighborhood up in Ridgefield, and he had a battle over a tree, just a tree that he wanted to take down, and it turned into World War III with all of his fancy neighbors. You know, these are all, close to $1 million homes, and it just... Every day he would tell me about some sort of new issue he had going on with his neighbors. And I was just like, my word. You got to get out of there, man.
It gets personal and you mess with the wrong people.
Yeah.
They will not stop.
No.
They will go all the way to Gilligan's Island on loop.
Do you think Gilligan's Island would be the appropriate?
What is that?
Sit right back in here. A little faithful ship.
That is ship.
Yeah.
Ship. That is a pretty annoying song. Yeah. Over and over.
With Gilligan,
the skipper too.
The millionaire and his wife. The movie star. The professor and Marianne. Here on Gilligan's God, you brought that home so nice.
Thank you. I like that a lot.
So good.
So can you be much more careful when you say the word ship? From now on,
please.
That's like three times in the last year where I'm like,
you're calling people. You're making people's jobs difficult.
Sorry about that.
Ship. Ship.
Emphasize the P.
Ship. Pop those P's. So he founded PIMCO, which is, I guess, a bunch of bond funds or something. I don't know.
Okay.
So, but he's really rich. He and his partner, former professional tennis player Amy Schwartz, are being accused by tech entrepreneur Mark Tofik and his wife of harassment and intentional infliction of emotional distress. The cause is a 22-foot-long blue glass installation and an even bigger pole and netting structure erected to protect it that Tofik said blocked his view, prompting a complaint to the city.
I feel like anytime rich people have a complaint, it's about the view, right? It's always about you're blocking my view.
First of all, I would like to say from the picture that it doesn't look like the guy has much of a view anyway.
Yeah, but whatever he has, he wants it gone.
It is pretty ugly. It looks like a batting cage.
Okay.
You know, because of the netting and stuff, you know?
My favorite rich guy story, remember, was, speaking of views, the rich dude that lost his home in the divorce, so he bought the home behind it. And then erected a giant golden middle finger statue to block his wife's view. That's the sort of rich pettiness that I appreciate. You really like your view, huh, from that house? That's why you wanted it here. Enjoy this giant. He commissioned like a 12-foot-high middle finger to be erected into his backyard. Just to piss off his ex-wife.
So the artwork can be lighted at night and features cobalt-colored reeds stretching nearly 10 feet in height, swimming marlin, and globes inspired by traditional blown glass Japanese fishing floats.
Okay.
It's really ugly.
How would I look this? What do I look up here? I want to see the structure.
What's the guy's name? Bill Gross. Neighbor feud. Gilligan's Island. Do that. It was created by Dale Chihuly, an artist whose striking blown glasswork adorns the ceiling of the Bellagio's hotel lobby in Vegas. The lawn sculpture was installed in 2019 and in itself appeared not to be any trouble. The dispute began when Gross and Schwartz installed netting this year to protect the work after it was damaged.
Yeah, I'm looking at it here and it doesn't, it's not really intrusive.
No, but the netting is.
Okay.
So I just said that.
I see it now.
See the netting there?
Yeah. Why would they put up the netting? The net for the owners looks terrible.
Right, which is what the neighbor's complaint is.
Yeah, it doesn't. Yeah, I don't understand if you're the owner why you would want that in your backyard.
It's kind of ugly.
It wrecks the aesthetics of the statue, which is in your yard.
Yes, but they believe that somebody threw a rock at the sculpture, and they can't have that. The thing costs like $1 million.
I guess.
So they got to protect it.
Interesting.
And that's what they did.
Yeah, because the sculpture itself, the neighbors can only really see the top of it.
The neighbor's lawsuit accused the billionaire and his partner of playing blaring music at all hours, including Gilligan's Island's theme song, rap and pop, in an effort to force him to drop the complaint. The couple say they've had to take refuge twice, either with relatives or in a hotel room.
Oh, for God's sakes. Really? You had to take refuge?
In an application for temporary restraining order filed October 15th, which was granted, Tofik cites a text message allegedly sent to him by Gross after he asked the music to be turned down. He said, "Peace on all fronts, or well, just having nightly concerts, big boy." Wow. What a D. Hey,
get bent, for heaven's sakes.
So Gross is a 76-year-old billionaire. Used to getting his way no matter what, as proven by his behavior here.
Well, can we say that both sides here are...
And they're being called bullies.
100% ridiculous. By the way, it's a terrible toupee that Bill Gross has going on.
And by the way, you got to respect Gross's lawsuit game, because before Tofik, the neighbor, even filed the lawsuit over the netting, Gross and Schwartz had already filed, because they knew it was going to come to this.
Yeah.
They had already filed their own lawsuit accusing him of developing an obsession with them.
Okay, can you get accused of stalking your neighbor with music?
Well, no, they're the ones that play the music.
Oh, yeah.
The olds.
Yeah.
So they accuse him of installing cameras directed at their property and peeping Tom behaviors.
Jeez.
Damn, man. That's why it's hard to battle a billionaire.
Yeah.
You know, like, that guy doesn't give an F, and he's got 18 billion times more money than you.
Well, this is like when Robert Kraft was caught doing the
no wonder they always win.
Doing the handy dance down in Florida. He's like, okay, have fun with this. What's your prosecuting budget there in your little department? Yeah, I'm worth $6 billion. We'll see who wins this. Exactly. What are you gonna do? That guy is gonna tie you up in court.
Yep.
Just time after time after time after time after time.
That's Trump's bit.
Yeah, it's true. I had a buddy of mine that he's kind of a big business dude, and he said he's in the midst of this right now. He got screwed over by this company out in New York, and he ended up going to court with them, and he's suing them and fighting them and fighting them, and he kind of ended up hearing through the grapevine that they do this quite a bit where they just don't pay, and they just break contracts, and their thing is you don't have the money or the stomach to slug through the court. And my buddy has done this. It's been like a year and a half. And on the other end, he won this huge judgment against them and all these legal fees. And I was like, oh my God. So like originally it ended up being like a $400,000 bill. And now it's going to be significantly more than that, like three times as much. And I was like, why would this idiot do it? And he goes, you'd be amazed at more often than not, people don't fight it. And the guy just gets away with it. And the one or two times that they lose, they just shrug their shoulders and they're like, man, that's fine. But they do it so often that it ends up being a positive gain for him.
Somebody mentions, boy, this is diabolical. What's New Pussycat? You know that song?
Yeah, it's the John Mulaney bit.
It starts and ends the same way, so if you play it on a loop, it sounds like a really long song.
Yeah. John Mulaney does a bit when he was a kid. Him and his buddy went to the Salt Pepper Diner, which I've been to in Chicago, and they played What's New Pussycat like 11 times straight on the jukebox. And he talks about that it starts, whoa, whoa. And it just keeps going.
Whoa,
and going.
Whoa, 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 whoa. Great tune.
Although I appreciate the Gilligan's Island, I was trying to think of what would be the most maddening song. I was thinking maybe like Tub Thumping. I get knocked down and I get up again. Well, you're never going to keep me down.
Just you saying that.
That could be it. That could be pretty bad.
Diddy, 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 said the boogie, said up jump the boogie. All right, John wraps it up next on The Fan.
Didn't give no lip to Big John.
This is Mailing It In with Big John Sicanic on 1080 The Fan.
All right, here's John. We probably need a pizza delivery follow-up from Friday night's broadcast.
Oh, yeah, I forgot about that. It really kind of ended without much excitement because it was not my son who delivered the pizza.
Ah.
That worked out for the best then.
Well, we did. So... After I got off the radio, we got a text message from him, and he said, I see you guys have ordered pizza. So he must have been in the store and seen our order come through. And then I was expecting, again, the follow-up text, which was like, you guys suck, or don't ever do that again. But that was all we got. And then we were like, well, we'll see if he's going to be the delivery guy. And then it was some little gal in a witch hat because of the Halloween season. And we said, and my wife answered the door, and she pulled the, oh, our son works there, do you know, blah, 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 and, which would probably make him madder than the whole delivering the pizza. And she's like, yeah, I know that dude. So we gave her a tip and did not have to deal with JR delivering the pizza. But he didn't yell at us either when he got home, so I think it was a win-win.
All right. Well, what else is going on?
True story.
I want to ask you guys a question.
Well, how was the pizza?
The pizza's really good. So if you have the means and you want to order Champ Pizza, really good pizza.
Champ Pizza?
Champ Pizza is where he works.
Okay.
Yeah, there's two stores in Vancouver and now one in Washougal. Really good pizza. So I want to ask you guys a question. I'm assuming you guys are both anti-littering.
Anti-what?
Littering.
Yeah, of course. Who litters? Come on.
Yeah.
Of course.
Okay, so, I would imagine most of us are anti-litter. So let me ask you a couple questions. Do you consider a gum wrapper thrown out of the car littering?
Yes.
It's a minor case of littering, but it's littering.
Yeah, that's littering.
Like if you're in the car with me and I gum wrapper out the window on like the freeway, are you going to raise an eyebrow at that, or am I a litterer?
No, yes. I'm going to bring it up and be like, dude, what are you doing?
Yeah, why not just wait till you get home?
Yeah.
I'm not saying I did it. I'm just asking the question.
I kind of feel like you did it.
I feel like you did it, and you got three votes against you.
Yeah, and someone called you out on it, and now you're defensive about it.
No, because I'm just throwing that out. What's happening is coming up here in a second. So let me ask you this question. Straw wrapper, the same thing?
Yes.
Yeah, it's all garbage.
Okay, now let me ask you this question.
Oh, boy.
Apple core.
No, you're legit. Huck it away.
Is apple core thrown out your car window littering?
No.
Well, it's biodegradable, right?
Yeah.
It's
the birds will get it. The chipmunks will come. You're fine.
Okay. Banana peel?
It's biodegradable.
Yeah, you're fine. Again, I don't throw it in the street, but you throw it in the bushes or something, whatever, you're fine.
I mean, I probably wouldn't do it, but you can.
Yeah. Like I said, that's like if it's in your car, I feel like you can wait till you get to where you're going, but I don't think that that's littering.
Okay. Rob, banana peel, littering? No, we're good.
Yeah, this is a consensus here.
Yeah.
On the court.
Okay. Now let me ask you, is there a difference with the banana peel or the apple core? Driving down your neighborhood street, you just toss it out in the road or freeway? Is there a difference or is it the same thing?
Yeah, there's a difference. It's your neighborhood. You don't want to be that guy that's near your neighborhood, which means you're right by your house. Don't do that.
Okay. Rob?
Yeah, there's a difference. There's a difference.
I agree. Okay.
All right. Well, we're all in agreement. Great.
Okay. That answers a lot. It was not me, but I was in the conversation earlier. Uh-huh. I appreciate you guys weighing in.
All right. Love you, buddy. We got to go. All right. I heard you the first seven times.
We got to go right now.
Right now.
Right now.
Bye. Ships of Spain.
Trying to stay upright and he trips.
Bye.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.